Tanya, we learned Ha Kelev Yagadisha Dolgul, a Kelev or a kid that jumps, Bain Milmala Lamata, where they're jumping upwards, downwards, Bain Milmata Lamala, where it's downwards, upwards, Peturim, says here the Potter, which means the Potter from a Nezik Sholem, it's like a Karen, they're only Chayav Achati Nezik, so here it's Akasha. Here it says even upwards, downwards, they're Potter. And we said before, upwards, downwards is normal, the Chayav Nezik Sholem. So Gemara answers, Tir Gemara Papa, the Apop Mepuch. We're talking about here that they changed around their normal actions. What does that mean? Kalbo the dog viskira. Rashi says kvitsa, by jumping. And usually a dog doesn't jump, he crawls with his feet. Ugedi vasricha. And usually a kid jumps. And here we're talking about just the opposite. The kid did not jump, but rather vasricha. Rashi says shenoya tiporna bekaisel. It sticks its claws into the wall. Sheindako bekach on the shunim heim. The kids of both did an abnormal action. That's why it's like Karen, they're only chayiv v'chatzinezik. So the dog did not use his claws to climb, but rather he just jumped up. That's not normal. Therefore, it's a chatzinezik. And same thing, the gedi, here he used his claws. That's not normal. That's why it's a chatzinezik. Iyokhe for the Gemara, my pturim are they potter? The churah they should be chayiv al tam a chatzinezik. The half-min is a potter lagamri. The Gemara says true. It only means potter minezik sholem, but avada v'chayov v'chatzinezik. The yachayev v'chatzinezik, it's like a tam, even though it's mishuna, that's the loch, a tam is mechuyev, a chatzinezik. Ha-kelev shenotla. Mishnah says if the kelev, a dog, takes a cookie and a coal, and he eats it in the field, so for the cookie he's chayev v'nezik sholem, and for burning up the field he's only chayev v'chatzinezik. Itma, we learned like this, famous machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, eishoy mishum chitzov. That there's a mazik of Eish. If your fire goes out and does damage, your chayiv al chitzav. It's like you threw the arrows. Rashi says, Mishum chit Eish, Rashi ashalech, as a bir potzav ashalech, as a beiro. Mishum chitzav, chayiv yakosvav the iyo ka'ovid teve kezerechetz. When you light a match and when you put a coal down to burn up a field, it's like you're throwing the arrows there. It's called your action, and it's called like Adama Musunzi, like Adama Mazik. It's Vamish called Mishum chitzav, it's like your chetz. Your action that's causing the damage. For Resh Lakish Shama, Resh Lakish says no, but rather Eishai is Mishum Memoinai. Yechayiv Eish, because it's like your mammon, you own it. Rashi says it's only Kishari Kabar Ubarai, Shezikai. It's only because it's your shore, it's like your money that's doing damage. So Rashi says the Havaminer is that Kugain Shehidluk Bekachel Shenishalai. Let's say you took somebody else's coals and you lit up a field. That's the Havaminer. To the Rabbi Yochanan Chayiv. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you would be chayiv, because even though the coal doesn't belong to you, so what? But it's your chayitz, it's your power that went and did the hezek. The chitzavim, or the Resh Lakish should be potter, the lama mein hu. Since the eish, the coal, does not belong to you, you took somebody else's coal and you burnt up a field with it, to have a minerish, you'd be potter. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Fred Gemara now. For Resh Lakish, my time lo yamak Rav Yechanan. How come Resh Lakish doesn't say like Rav Yechanan that Eishoy is Mishum Chitzov? Oh Malach, Chitzov Mikoichoy Kozel. What's the sushtel? If you throw an arrow, it's Mamish, your power, it's your koich, it's the mensch that's doing the damage. Hi, loy Mikoichoy Kozel. Here the fire doesn't go because of you, the fire goes by itself, the wind takes it. Rashi, the Eish, Mealeho Lechas, for the Lechas Lemrochak, you put the coal down here. And now the wind takes it and blows the fire, and the fire goes and burns up the whole field. But that's not called your power, it's not your chetz. Therefore, Resh Lakish says it can't be Mishum Chitzav, it's only Mishum Amaynai. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, my time Eliyomik Resh Lakish, how come Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn like Resh Lakish is a good Svara? How could you say Eisha is Mishum Chitzav, it's like your chetz, your arrow, it's not your arrow? Omaloch, Rabbi Yochanan says back, Memoina is Pe Mamosha. To say it's your moment, it's like your shore, your bore, it's called you own something because it's something tone. You could own the shore, you could own a bore. But here, a fire, less by mamosha. The flames itself has no mamosha, there's nothing there to feel to touch. It has no bilus like. So you can't say you chai because it's your moment. It's not worth anything. Rashi, ho, less by mamosha. Ti shal heves, hi hamazekis. It's the flame that's doing the damage. The Yain Lo Mamish, there's nothing substance there to touch it. Hilka, ki chayiv rachmona, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a svaro. If the terrorist said that the one that made the fire is chayiv, Mishum Chitzavu Dechaibu. There's a custom here. We look, even though Reshlakish time is good, it's not mamish your power, it's the wind taking it, something else taking the fire. But Rabbi Yochanan says, since the Torah says there's a mazik of Eish, and it can't be Mishum Amayna because you don't own it, there's nothing there, it has to be the Torah considered it as if it's your actions, as if it's your power, so therefore it's like you did the damage. Gemara says Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Ha-Kelev Shenota Harora, dog that took the coals and took the cake. So, Bishleim Alamandiyam Eishem Mishum Chitzav, if you learn the Mazik is Eishem Mishum Chitzav, Chitzav the Kelevu. You know why the Bala Kelev is Chayiv? Because it's like your Kelev did damage. Your Kelev put down a coal here, and the fire went because of your dog. So it's like your dog did the damage. So why only Yichatzi Nezik? So Rashi says, Chitzav the Kelevim, to Hevelei Tzroroit. It's like Tzroroit Koyach of your animal. Hilkach Mishalom Chatzi Nezik. V'yodim ha-madlik, if a man lights a field, Mishamach ha-chayiv nezik sholem, the end in service v'yodim. If a man lights a field, he's chayiv nezik sholem. Because by mazik of odim, there's no p'tur of tzroris, there's no din chatzi nezik. It's only the koyach of your animal. If you have your animal that some pebbles come flying off from him and break something, then you only chayiv chatzi nezik. For here, the eish of your animal, the reason why you chayiv chatzi nezik is because it's tzroris. But it's good why the Baal HaKelev is chayiv here, even though the coal does not belong to the dog. So because the coal, the dog caused the fire to go. Elul b'kon to Rosh Lakish. Elul amandiyam ha'eshim mishim amayinah. But according to Rosh Lakish, it says yoni chayiv. The Havimina is, if you own the coal that has to belong to you, ha'esh lab amayinah the Baal Kelevu. Here we're talking about your dog went and took away a coal from someplace else. So since your coal took away, your dog took the coal from somebody else that doesn't belong to you, it's not your eish. So if so, why is the Bala Kelo Chayiv? It's not his eish. So Marin says, Amulok Resh Loka, Resh Loka says, Hocha b'may askin. You know what we're talking about over here? The Adya Aduya, that the Kelev itself took the coal and put it down directly on the field. That the Kelev, Rashi says, Shazoku, the Kelev took the coal and threw it onto the field. So if it's like this, the al charor of eating up the cake, mishalom nezik sholem. That's a regular shein yichayiv nezik sholem. V'yal mokum gacheles mishalom chatzi nezik. On the mokum, the place where the coal lands in the field and burns that place, that's mamish like the tzroros of the kelev. The kelev took the coal and threw it. That's mamish like his koyach. So the mokum that the coal landed and burned, that one place where Shlokesh also agrees is the tzroros of the kelev yichayiv chatzi nezik. But true, the Yagodish Kula Potter, but on the rest of the field that gets burned down, that tak of the Bala Kelev is Potter, according to Resh Lakish. Because Eish is only Chai Mishum Amainai. You have to own the Eish. Here, the owner of the Kelev doesn't own the fire. It wasn't the Kelev's fire. It was somebody else's coal. So therefore, in such a case, Resh Lakish says, Taki Potter on the rest of the field, true, there's no Chai Mazik, when there's no Eish, if you don't own the Eish. Rabbi Yechon says no, the ancha anuchai, that not that he threw it, just that he put it down. He put it down like normal. So therefore, ala charoro v'yamokim gachelas mishalom nezik sholem. On the charoro itself that he ate, that's regular shein is chayiv nezik sholem. On the mokim on the gachelas that the kelev put it down, that tak is chayiv nezik sholem, because that's mamish the mazik of koychoi. It's not koicha, that's the animal itself, that's the kelev itself. If the kelev put down a coal, and you have to say it's urch, it's normal for a dog to take a coal, so when he put it down, he's chayiv nezik sholem. Why does the Mishnah say chatzi nezik? V'yal hagodish mishalom chatzi nezik. But on the rest of the field, not the mokum where he put it down, the rest of the field that got burnt up from this coal, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Eishe is mishum chitzav, it's like the power, the koicha of the dog, so that's tzroros. So the Baal HaKelev is chayiv any damage that your dog caused. So his dog caused the chitzah of the fire to go and do damage. Therefore the Baal HaKelev is chayiv a chatzi nezik on the rest of the field according to Rabbi Yechanan. So that would be the big nafkamin here when the dog takes somebody else's coal and puts it down in the field and burns up the whole field. Are you chayiv for the rest of the field? According to Rabbi Yechanan, you chayiv a chatzi nezik is tzroros of the Kelev. And according to Rav Shlakish, you're put to run the rest of the field. Because it's not your mammon if you don't own the fire. Toshima, come and bring your proof. It's alocho, go mal toy in pishtin. If you have your camel that's loaded with flax, the over Rishus Rabin, it's walking through the Rishus Rabin. Now, your camel went close near a store, and since it was overloaded with flax, some flax went into the store. And it lit on fire because there was some nair inside the store. And now this burnt down a big house. So Lachu is like this. The Balgomel is chayiv, pashut for everything. It's chayiv for the damage, because you're the pashaya. You should have watched that your camel loaded with flax should not go near fire. So what's going to be though, haniyah chenveni neru mibachutz. Let's say the chenveni did something wrong. He put the fire outside. So then chenveni chayiv. Then the chenveni is chayiv. Like the Balha Gomel didn't do anything wrong. It's only the chenveni that did something wrong by putting the fire outside sees the cause of the whole damage. Therefore, the chenveni has to pay for everything. Rabbi Yehuda says, v'ner chanukah potter. Rabbi Yehuda says that v'ner chanukah potter. This is the Mishnah Taka later. This is the only place in Mishnayis that's mentioned about Chanukah. Little remnants in the Mishnah. That it says, Rabbi Yehuda, v'ner chanukah potter. That v'ner chanukah, there the chenveni has the right to put the ner outside the store. Al pesum and isi, you have a right to put the ner outside the store. Therefore, the Baal Chenveni is put. He didn't do anything wrong. But Rashi says, "Shemitzvah l'nicha b'shus harabim lepesum and isa." It's a mitzvah to put your ner chanukah outside in the streets for pesum and isa. Therefore, you're doing your b'shus. Therefore, you put. Now the mercy like this. Bishleim alamandiya meishem mishum chitza. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good. The first case that if your camel is overloaded with pishtim with flax and it sticks into a store and caught on fire. And then the camel keeps on going and burns down a big house. So you know why the Bala Gomel is chayiv? Because chitz of the gomelu. It's the chitz, the kayach of your camel. That's why you're chayiv. At least I call upon him a chatzinezik, you're chayiv. It's the tzreiris of your camel. Elo, but according to Rish Lakish, Elo mandiyam, mishum amoinoi, hayesh lamamani, the Bala Gomelu. Here the fire doesn't belong to the camel. It's the chenvenis, it's the storekeeper's fire. Just your camel outside was so overloaded with flax, the flax stuck into the store and caught on fire. But the Chura, why are now this camel, the loaded camel, with the fire there, catches onto a house and burns down a house? Why is the Bala Gomel Chayiv according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rish Lakish, it's not his fire? Or Moloch Rish Lakish, like it says, Hokum Mayaskinon, what we're talking about over here, Hokum Mayaskinon, the Mesach Seches Kol Abir Kula. So about the camel walks by a house and like pushes his load, pushes his burning flax onto the house. So therefore, that's not called tzroiros. That's not called eish. That's called mamish gufay. It's called mamish the guf of the camel is doing the damage. Rashi says shagomol oyvav b'fnei kol aviro. The camel is passing by this hole, so a whole bigger house. O mesach tzecho to avada yavakula kemakom chelis. This is mamish the mokum where the camel itself puts it down. Avol b'yalma, but a normal case where the fire goes by itself, then tak it's not chitza. Then it's not mamaynei. But over here, where the camel is touching the whole big bira, that's mamish chitzav, even according to Rish Lakish. It's mamish more than chetz. It's mamish the kayach of the animal itself. It's mamish the animal himself. For the Mari Hachi is so, aim is safe. What's the safe to say? Eminiyah chenveni nerum mebachutz. If the chenveni put his fire, his light outside the store, shloib rishus, it's chenveni chayiv. Then when the camel catches on fire, and the pishtin burns down a house, who's chayiv the chenveni? For the Gemara, why? Even masechzes. Even Mechsechzes, we're talking about that the camel is pushing now his load, his burning load, against the house. So my chayiv, why is the chenveni chayiv? It's not the chenveni's maisa. The chur is the camel's maisa that's doing the hezik. So Gemara says, Bishomda. So Rashi says it means, Omen agomba mekarim, where the camel stood still in its place. Yeah. So chur was yabdom of the territory, so what? So the Gemara, Omda v'sichzecha. So what are you saying? The camel stood still, and still he leaned against the house. So kol shechen the chenveni potter again for sure again the chenveni should be potter. Or ba'gol mechayiv because again it's mamish the whole mazik of the camel. The camel now is pushing his fire against the building. See, even though it was the chenveni's fault why it caught fire, but now the camel is taking this fire and putting it into a house, burning up a house. So vadi should be chayiv. Amar Rafuna bar manoyach mishmei the ravika. You know what the real? You know what he meant to say? Know what the real teretz is? Hocha me'askin egoin sh'omda lahato me'meho. Where the camel stood still because he had to be matul is meraglayim. Rashi says the owner saw the sichzecha. The kitzur is like this: the camel didn't do anything wrong. He had a load of flax and walking through the Rosh Hashanah, and he was in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah. He wouldn't have went into the store at all. Just the storekeeper put his fire outside the store. So that fire caused the flax to get on fire. Now, it's not the camel's fault, it's the Baal HaChenveli's fault. Now, when the camel was walking, it had to stop to be matum meraglayim. So that's normal, it's urche for that. So he didn't do anything wrong. While it was my matum meraglayim, he was leaning against the house. So that's not called the camel is doing any hezek. Rather, it's all called, it was caused by the chenveni. Therefore, the locher is the chenveni is chayiv, and the Baal HaGomel is potter.